Okay, the Siyata Dishmaya, the halacha from the Daily Daf for Daf Kuf Yud Gimel is the topic of folding garments on Shabbos. What intrigues me about the sugya is the fact that there are many, many different ways of reading the Gemara halacha lemaisa, how to read the Mishnah and Gemara on Daf Kuf Yud Gimel. On Kuf Yud Gimel, the Gemara differentiated between folding that is done by one person, which we learned in our Mishnah is permissible, but versus when it's being done by two people, then it is prohibited. And here, there are many different understandings in the Mefarshim of what exactly is the Shaila about folding, and therefore, what is that? The Isser of having two people do it. We mentioned in the Gemara Shir that the opinion of Rashi is that the Isser of our Mishnah is an Isser that resembles Tikkun Manim. It would seem, according to Rashi, that the Shaila that we're discussing is an Isser D'Rabbanan. We're not discussing an Isser D'Oraisa. And, therefore, when it comes to folding that's done by one person, you really can't fold really, really well that you're making the Beged, improving the Beged by one person. Two people looks like that and resembles that more, it's going to be Usser. Therefore, according to Rashi, also, if it's red, the halacha is that it's more like it's Usser, because there you're more likely to be doing something that's a more profound Maisa. However, if you take a look in the Rambam does not explain this halacha, it seems like Rashi. The Rambam doesn't directly make any reference to the Isser of being Mekapel. The Rambam in the halachos of Kvisa being mekapel as tikkun manah. The Rambam in the halachos of Kvisa, Perichav Bey, says, V'chein ein mekapel ha'bgadim b'shabbos k'derek sh'osan b'chol, b'bgadim kishi yikapsu osan. You can't fold them the way you normally do after the Kvisa. V'im lo ha'yelo kli acher lachlifo mutu l'kapto l'posho l'sosipo k'dei sh'yisna bo b'shabbos. So there's a question, what exactly, according to the Rambam, is going to be the Isser. So, the Taisus Yom Tov learns, and I think there's a lot of argument merit to this position in the Rambam, is that the Rambam holds that the Chachamim said that if we're going to allow people to fold the way they normally launder, right after they normally launder, so then they're going to come to launder itself. So according to the Rambam, the Isser over here, says the Taisus Yom Tov, is a gzeira atu kvisa. It has nothing to do with tikkun manah, but it's a gzeira when it comes to kvisa. The Ravid, when the Rambam quotes the next din of our Mishnah, umatzien es amitas, this appears in Perichav Gimel, objects to the Rambam, and he says that the Rambam doesn't take into account tircha. And the Ravid understands that the whole issue of our sugya is an issue of tircha. And therefore, according to the Ravid, the issue in our sugya is going to be that when it comes to two people, when they do it in a way that's more tircha on Shabbos, and therefore, it's going to be asir. The Aruch HaShulchan himself thinks that the Rambam's position in Shin Bei Sif Yud is that the Rambam's position is that it's asir, like we had mentioned in Rashi, that it resembles tikkun manah, and therefore it's going to be asur. So according to the Aruch HaShulchan says, we have a few nafkaminas between the Rambam and the Ravid. According to the Rambam, who says that the issue is going to be tikkun manah, and the Ravid who says that's an issue of tircha, so then in such a case, according to the Ravid, anytime you're doing it with tzarechol, it's automatically going to be asur. It doesn't make a difference of whether you're doing it one person or two people. But according to the Rambam never said that this is considered tircha yaseira is going to be asur. For the Rambam, if it's normal for you to fold on Shabbos, if this is something you would normally fold on Shabbos, that's not considered a tircha yaseira. The Aruch HaShulchan therefore concludes, and this is Aruch HaShulchan in Sif Yud Aleph, Yud and Yud Aleph, the Aruch HaShulchan therefore concludes that according to the Rambam, Akshav Shenogu Lekap Efshad Kipul Didon, Lo Dami Kipul Shelahen, da 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 da. I'm reading from the wrong line. Ubismanenu yesh harbe shemekaplin talasein b'shabbos. The v'yeshlam and the svirle the kipa shalonu lekoshum tikun. The time of the tircha lo svirle kedas Rashi v'Rambam. He says the only one that's machmir for tircha is the shita of the Ravid, and therefore he doesn't paskin like those Rishonim. There are Rishonim already, the Mordechi and others, who said that you shouldn't fold your talis on Shabbos because he says their whole chash was a chash of tircha, as the mashmos of Tosos and Dibra Maslam lekapul kelim. The Tosos says lefishem tzarech machar tzarech hashulchan paskins against this. He says Rashi and the Rambam said it's not osrobs. Tircha, the only chash is tikkun mane. He feels that when it comes to the talis, there the folds are very, very clear, and there isn't going to be a problem of tikkun mane, and therefore going to be mutter. Finally, lahagdol Torah la'adira, I fell in love with the pshat of the Ra'avon in our Gemara. The Ra'avon learns as follows. The Ra'avon says that there's tzvei dinim in our sugya. He says there is a shayla on the level of doraisa, let's say, when it comes to the colored garments, that's a shayla of tikkun mane. If we're talking about tikkun mane, doraisa, then one person, two people, that's not going to change the halacha. It's always going to be aser if it's tikkun mane doraisa. Then there are other garments that don't come lidei tikkun mane doraisa. Then the Gemara will be mechalek between one and two people. So the Ravon learns that our Gemara at times is talking about Daraisa, at times is talking about the Rabbanan. When the Gemara differentiates between the type of Tircha, the Gemara is not like the Ravid learning that this is called Tircha and this is not Tircha, but rather the Gemara is saying when you're doing it in this manner where there's less Tircha, so then in such a case they never made the Gzeira. That's how the Ravon learns. Most people follow the Psak of the Mishnah Berurah. And often what happens in the Kedarko, the Kodesh of the Mishnah Berurah, is the Mishnah Berurah tends to bring together all of the Shitas. The Hainu that Mishnah Berurah, particularly in Ilcha Shabbos, is Choshesh for all of the Deos. Hence, so the Mishnah Berurah comes out that when it comes to folding, you have to be concerned if you fold on the lines, that would be Tikkun Mane. In other words, he's Choshesh for the Shita of Rashi and the Rambam. It's not even clear whether he holds that folding on the lines is going to be a Doraisa or a Darabana. It wasn't clear. I looked at it quickly now. I didn't have that much time this time around to look at it. So I don't recall that whether the Mishnah Berurah is Mukhrach, whether it's Doraisa or Darabana, but he's Choshesh for that. And then the Mishnah Berurah is also Choshesh for the other Shitas. He's Choshesh for the Mordechi and others for Tircha. So what comes out is, when we are folding, we always have to make two Cheshbonos. Number one, we have to be Choshesh that the folding would be a Tikkun. You have to always be choshesh for that, according to Mishnah Berurah, and you also have to be choshesh that you're being toreach for Litzorach Machar, and you pass things like the Tosos, and therefore one has to be choshesh as well for folding, that when one is folding, that folding is not mutter on Shabbos unless it's Litzorach Shabbos. And the whole approach to say that Rashi and the Rambam aren't concerned about Tircha, and we don't paskin like those Shitos, the Mishnah Berurah was choshesh for those Shitos, and therefore if one is folding on Shabbos, even though it's technically not going to be a problem of tikkun mana, it doesn't fall into tikkun mana, you still need to make a cheshbon of tircha for the next day. So if it's being done, with Tzaro Shabbos will be mutter. Otherwise, one would have to be machmer. That's why the Mishnah Berurah famously says that one should be careful with one's talis. Let's take a look at that line. אבל יש לו להחלף בגד אחר לשבת, אף על פי שאין יופי, כזה לא תראו בו לקפלו. If you have another garment, so then in such a case you can't fold this one. Why? Because it's tircha. And then he says that the same would apply for a talis as well. That one should be careful not to fold the talis, because one would be preparing for the week.